This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Do you think that was ordained of God that that man wind up in California in a dream center? But he was one of many people they picked up on that Learjet. Paul and Jan Crouch sent their Learjet down here to pick up as many people as the dream center could hold, and they hauled them out there, and they filled the place up with people that needed it. Isn't that amazing? But it's changed those people's life. They didn't know people worshiped God. They didn't know you could go to church and raise your hands and praise and jump up and down and holler and praise God. They didn't know there was people that really loved people. They didn't know that there's nobody, everybody out there is out to get what they can from you. So just go do your job, go up into the wilderness, hide in your little house, so time to go back to work, and you go back out there and stay away from people as far as you can. What a way to live, huh? You wouldn't think there's people like that in the world, would you, Rosemary? But they're here all over the place. People are suffering. Just like right here, in this area right here. When I was over at this little church over here in Plano, they give out a couple thousand of my CDs. A lady called the other day. She said, I come home the other day, and there was a couple of CDs on my door, taped to the door. She said, I wonder who this guy is. Never heard of him. So I stuck it in the player, and she said, by the time I got through listening to that CD, she said, I had a new revelation of who God was. She said, I thought, this is for me. She said, I hope you don't mind, but I have made copies of that CD and sent to everybody in my family, because she said it has so changed my life and everything I think about God. I thought everybody in my family's got to hear this CD about God. That's just one. They give out 2,000. So there's no telling what God did. But let me tell you, if it only changed that one woman's life, all that was worth it. All that was worth it for those people. Now look what the Lord says. After we get this crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love Him. Do you love God? Amen. You going to get a crown of life? Amen. Absolutely. We're going to get one. Now then He says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt He any man. But every man that is tempted. And how many of us are going to be tempted? All of us. I mean, that devil and our flesh is not going to miss a chance. I'm going to tell you, that devil and that flesh will make sure that you go through plenty of trials and tests. I can assure you. But let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. You know, just think of this. You're driving down the road one day and you're out of debt. And for the first time in your life, you got a little money you can put in the bank. And you got a car paid for, and it's only 4 years old, and it's only got 50,000 miles on, in perfect shape. And somebody comes by you in a brand new $60,000 whatever. And you look at that, and your lust says, whoa, look at that car. I got to have one of them. You go down to trade in yours and find out that the payments with yours is going to be just about everything you can stretch yourself out to. You know what you should do right there? You should rebuke that devil, command him to get away, and say, Lord, thank you for my 4-year-old that's paid for, and I'll drive this thing another 10 years if necessary. Anoint it with oil and pray over it. I mean, anoint it with oil. Yeah, pray over it. Change oil in it once in a while, too. That'd help, won't it, Jim? Change oil and filter every once in a while. You know, it makes it last a whole lot longer. You can probably, the average car today, you can drive them 100, 150, some of them 200,000 miles if you take care of them. And just think of the money you can be saving and putting back. But your lust will say, oh, I got to have that. I got to have that car. Or, you know, you're a married man, you're happily married, got a wife and three children, and everything's going great. And you're down at the office one day, and your wife doesn't get up and fix herself up pretty in the morning anymore like she used to. After all, she's only been married to you for 20 years, and you got three children. And so all of a sudden, you know, and she leaves, and she's all upset this morning. She's reading you the riot act. And so you get to work, and here's this sweet little thing. Beautiful. Smells beautiful. Spent all of her morning getting ready. Got up at 5 o'clock. Put her eyelashes on the way to work, and nearly had three wrecks on the way to work putting her eyelashes on. But boy, when she gets to work, she's a beauty queen. And when she walks by you, you can smell her for 10 yards away. Woo, does that smell so good? And that old devil says, yeah, doesn't that look so much better than the one you left at home in bed? Oh. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? That devil and your flesh, that lust will draw you away. Whenever that temptation comes, what should you say to that if you're that man? Get out of here, you devil of hell. In the name of Jesus, I'm a married man. I got three children at home to take care of. You ain't no way you're going to tempt me with that lust. Because that's the flesh, isn't it? Does the flesh win out real often in this world we live in today? Yes, unfortunately, it does. But it says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Well, if that's all there was to it, it wouldn't be quite so bad. But look at the rest of that. But when lust has conceived, when it has conceived, it brings forth sin. Uh-oh, that's a new word, isn't it? And sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. Now, who would ever think that you could be enticed to maybe just to buy a new car? That's where your lust was, to buy a new car. And you stretched yourself beyond the limit and you bought a new car. And then you became so frustrated whenever you lost your job that you couldn't get another job, and they come and took the car, and because you lost the car and lost everything you had, now you don't have nothing to drive, you could get so mad, you could go out and do something, you might do something stupid, or you might say, well, if that's the way they're going to be, they're not going to get this car, and you go ripping out into the street, and you fail to look, and some 18-wheeler comes and runs over and mashes you flat as a pancake. Is those kind of things happen? Every day. Every day. And the devil's behind it all. Or, if that man that was enticed with that lust, with that sweet little thing down at the office that smelled so good, when he had a wife at home, yeah, she's trying to take care of three children, trying to take care of him, and he may be easy to get along with, she may not be easy to get along with. Who knows what the deals are? Because let me tell you, if there's anything, when God said in His Word, men live with your wives according to knowledge, and wives live with your husbands. Let me tell you, I've learned a long time ago that men and women don't think the same. Men think one way, and women think another way. And they ain't the same, and you ain't never going to bring them into the same little mold, I'll tell you for sure. All of y'all in here have been married more than 30 minutes know what I'm talking about. It's like John Hagee used to say, a man and a woman get married and they become one. And then they go on a honeymoon and find out which one. That's what Hagee, I've got tickled him. I've heard him say that lots of times. Then they go on a honeymoon and they find out which one they become. But that's just the way life is. Because men and women don't think the same. So when they don't think the same, you got to realize that when this lust comes to you to do something stupid, you got to capture that thought and not do nothing, because who would ever dream that the man that begins to dream about this little girl, and maybe a younger girl, and takes her out to dinner and winds up committing adultery with her, and maybe she gets pregnant, and you're going to bring a baby into the world, and ain't going to be nobody to take care of that little guy. You're not going to be able to be the father, because what do you think your wife's going to do when you tell her what you've done and you got another baby? You think you'll make her happy, Sherry?
No.
Not hardly. Not hardly. So, and who would ever dream that sin that you committed could cause you to be killed in a car wreck. It could cause you to die prematurely, or it could cause that baby to die prematurely because of your sin. Now, who wants to go there? Nobody. But God's promises are here. He says, don't go there. Then he says, verse 16 is very clear. Do not err, my beloved brother. Is that clear? John, you can't get no clearer than that, can you? I mean, that's just clear as you could want. I mean, that's just like those great big billboards, you know, that's out there. If you think the 5 o'clock traffic is bad, you better stop taking my name in vain, or it may take you a lot longer to get home. You see where I'm coming from? God is in control. When he puts that big sign up out there, it says, "Let's talk, God." What do you mean the Big Bang Theory? Give me a break, God. Who could possibly... You know, I believe in the Big Bang Theory. I believe in the Big Bang Theory. God said, and there was a big bang, and there it was. Bam! That's my Big Bang Theory. That's the way I believe in the Big Bang Theory. Now, it might have been silent. I don't know. But all I can say, that was the way it happened. God said it, and it, right, John? God said it, it happened. So we don't believe it no other way. But let me turn, when it says, do not err, my beloved brother, let me turn to another place in the book of James where that same word is used. And right at the end of James chapter 5, verse 19. Let's see what this happens. When he's talking about sin bring forth death, well, verse 19 in fact, chapter 5 says, brethren, if any of you do err. Now, that's the same word we used over there a while ago, right? He said, don't err. But he says, if any of you do err from the truth and one converts him. Okay, now, so if you see your brother doing something that's not according to the Word of God, what are you supposed to do? Back off and say, it's not my job. Let him just go ahead and keep sinning. No, that's not what you're supposed to do at all. What are you supposed to do? Go sit down with them and lovingly, kindly try to convert them from their error. Because look what the Word says. Verse 20 says, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.